Играется.
Okay, today's Omer, we are in the middle of Zayin Amud Aleph, Be'ez Hashem. We'll do Zayin Amud Aleph, the rest of Zayin Amud Aleph and Zayin Amud Beis today. So to Gemara again, we're in the middle of the Machlokes of Sheshes and Rav Nachman on whether Tumas Meis is Hutcha B'tzibur or Tchuya B'tzibur. Right, we're attempting to bring Rayas back and forth. Meisve, a little more than halfway down Zayin Amud Aleph. Meisve, Dam Shenitma, the Dam of the Korban that became Tomei, Vizorkoi, and you were Zoyrikit, Bishoigig, if you did it, Bishoigig, Hurtza, it's Meratza, the Korban is Oil, you get the Kapora. Bemezid, if you did it, Bemezid, Loy Hurtza. If the other remembers the Gemara Pesachim, there's a Shemachlikas over there, Shiloh, and whether the Shoig and the Mezid are going on the Zrika, Bishoigig or Mezid, or the Tuma, Bishoigig or Mezid. We're not getting involved in it, it's not relevant to our discussion. Oh, but I'll call upon him, Bemezid Loy Hurtza, we'll see Rashi over here speaks out, Bemezid Loy Hurtza just means, the kapora is actually, you get the kapora of the korban, it's just you can't eat the korban, because Chacham can't tell you, but maybe they knas and you can't eat the korban, but they can't tell you to bring another one, because then you're bringing chulun bazara. But me'ikar hadin, you do get, like we see b'shoigig, you do get a kapora, the korban is oila as a kapora. We're assuming right now it's a korban zibra, was the assumption of the braisa. So we see, l'choira, that tuma is we see tuma tchuyah hibitzibur, right? Because we see b'shoigig hurtza, b'shoigig you get a kapara, but that wasn't a lechatchilo to be done, right? After the gemara kitanya hidi yochid, no, that's a carbon yochid, not a carbon zibur. Let's see Rashi. I hope I got that right because as I'm reading it, I'm blanking out over here. Let's see Rashi straight over in the middle. Even though the tzitz is meratza on tuma, kantzur rabbanon shelo yehi basar nechal. The rabbanon knas them and he can't eat the basar. Aval baile miu niskapro. The rabbanon still got a kapora. Dila nesichul lazora. So because they can't tell you that you're not yotze the korban at all, because then it comes out you're bringing the chulun lazora. Tohom midaraisa chazi. Midaraisa it's chazi. Miu shaymina mined elav heter who we see lemaisa is not heter. Oh, I'm sorry, because if it was hutra, then what? Well, why would Chazal say Bemezid Loy Hurtza? They were knashing you. It's totally mutter. Hutra, if Tumma Hutra B'tzibur, again, going with the assumption we're talking about a Korban Tzibur, so what's the problem? What's the Bemezid Loy Hurtza? It's totally Lechatchila to be Zarek the Dam. And for the Gemara, Kitanya, and for Nachman, Kitanya, he, the Yochid, that's talking about a Korban Yochid, not a Korban Tzibur. Continuing the Gemara, Toshma, Al Mahan Tzitz Meratza. On what is the Tzitz Meratza? We know that tzitz is meratza, when the Kohen Gadol has a tzitz, is wearing the tzitz, we'll see more about this in Amud Beis, but it's meratza on some type of lack in a korban, some type of problem in a korban. What's a meratza? A meratza meaning it machshers the korban. It's a meratza al hadam, via al habosar, via al hachelev shenitma, on whether the dam became tomei, or the basar became tomei, or the chelev became tomei, beim b'shoigig, beim b'mezid, beim b'oynes, beim b'rotzayn, no matter how that happened, beim b'yochid, beim b'tzibur, whether it's a korban yochid or a korban tzibur. That's the braisa. So it senses meratze on tuma of dam, basar, chelev, on everything, b'mezid, b'shoigig, b'oynes, b'rotzayn, b'yochid, b'tzibur. So the Gemara of Isak Odaitach Tumo Heter he Betzibur. If you're telling me Tumo is Hutcher Betzibur, Lomeli Liritzui. Why do you need the Ritzui Tzitz? Ritzui Tzitz. Ritzui Tzitz is saying there's a problem. There's something that happened that was wrong. But the Tzitz is Maratza. Tzitz Machsher. The Eibusher loves the Tzitz so much. He's being Machsher. He's allowing it to go through. If you're telling me Tumo is Hutcher Betzibur, so then what's the problem? Why do you need the Ritzit Tzitz? It's a Tzutra B'tzibur, period. Tumas Tzutra B'tzibur. And again, obviously, we're assuming we're talking about over here a Korban Tzibur. Now, the problem is the Braise says, Bein B'yochid, Bein B'tzibur. Right? So, Bein B'yochid, we see L'chayr, even a Korban Yochid, needs Ritzit Tzitz. Even a Tzibur, Bein B'tzibur, even a Tzibur needs a Ritzit Tzitz. If you're telling me Tumas Tzutra B'tzibur, what do you need a Ritzit Tzitz for? Tumas Tzutra B'tzibur. Amen Akasha Ram Nachman. Amen Akasha Ram Nachman. Ram Nachman will answer you. Kiko Tony had tzitz meratz adi yochid. You're right. This that the Braise is saying that tzitz is meratz is only going on the korban yochid. The bein ayochid, bein betzibur, Rashi will explain, man, it's kosher. Bein beyochid, bein betzibur, in both scenarios, the korban is kosher. But you're right. The Ritzitzitz element was only going on the carbon yachid. The carbon seber doesn't need the Ritzitzitz. The carbon seber is mutter because tum hunchi bitzibur. That's the first teretz. Or if he bought same, or if you want, we can give another teretz. I feel tema bitzibur. We can even talk about a carbon seber. Aye, a carbon seber. Why do we need Ritzitzitz? L'chayr tum hunchi bitzibur. Well, bahanach de leikvila who's mat. We could answer it simply by the karbonis tzibur that do not have a kvua dikazman. Like we already learned earlier in the Amud Reb Nachman, even though he says tumah hutshi ibn tzibur, he added in one criteria, that's only a karbon tzibur that has a kvua dikazman. You must bring it like on Yom Tif. You must bring it on Yom Tif, on Yom Kippur, whatever it is. But a karbon that's not kvua loizman, then even Reb Nachman was moida, just wait until a time when you're able to bring it. So Ken Zayin, that's what the Bryce is saying, that since it's Maratz on a carbon zeber, what type of carbon zeber? A carbon zeber that is like Kavul Eizman, so it doesn't have the klal of Tumah Hutcher Yibin Zeber, that's when you have you need the Ritzitzitz, that since it's still Maratzah, and the carbon would be a kosher carbon. Let's see Rashi, Dr. Rashi. A little more than halfway down the Amud. Amahatz is meratza. Tichsiv nosa aron is avoin hakadoshim. Sheyirtzu lebailam. It's meratza to the bailam. The bailam get the kapora. Rotzen harayu bechal mezid. Rotzen is really included in mezid. Elagabi oinis shaychla misni rotzen. Because it does bein beoinis, so we say bein berotzen, even though berotzen is really included in mezid. Beibit Tzibur, umid the boy tzitz l'ritzuyev, and the fact that we need a ritzit tzitz for a korban tzibur, shema min alav heter, who was obviously not heter, so now Rashi is bavorn, so ma ben yoch l'tzibur, wait a second, so if so, where is there a difference between a korban yoch and a korban tzibur? If you have a ritzit tzitz on everything, so where is there coming a practical nafkamino? Yeah, okay. Shayochid ain't tumas haguf. Rashi is a better answer. There's a massive difference. Shayochid ain't tumas haguf nitche etzloi. The tumas haguf, if the person is tamei, that there's no heter for. Shayna tzitz meratz on tumas haguf. The tzitz not meratz on tumas haguf. If the person is tamei, the tzitz meratz if the basar, the dam, the chelav gets tamei, the korban gets tamei. V'shal tzibur nitches tumas haguf etzlom v'lo yadei tzitz. And a korban tzibur, tumas haguf is nitche. Not only needed sits. Miushamin and Lamaisa, what do we see if you hear? Miushamin, no, me the boy, Tumas Bosser, Oilin, but Seber, Sits, Meratz, Leritsuye. From this that we see, we need a Ritzit sits. To be Mitahar on a Korban Seber, the Bosser, the Oilin, the Bechel of the Dam, Shmamin, Tumas Aguf, Shin Nidris, Etzlum, because Nidris. It was pushed away. Shver, you had to push it away. It wasn't lechatchil. It wasn't hutcher ibezibur. The whole kama de matzina laduri atayra madrinum. But as much as you're able to make it betayra, you should make it betayra. And for the gemara in the first there is kikatoni hatzis meratz adi yochel gadoni vitzibur ahechshir gadoni. This is the price is bein atzibur meant the korban tzibur is also kosher. Not going on the tzitz meratza, but also going on the kashrus. Shav shul tzibur kosher, even the carbon tzibur is kosher. V'lo yadei tzitz, ela hetu hu etzloi. The carbon tzibur doesn't need a tzitz. The carbon tzibur is kosher straight up, because tum hochi yibit tzibur. That's the first tzibur. The second tzibur is Dr. Rashi, third wide line on the bottom. V'ibo azema at tzibur nami, because it's going on tzibur. V'vahanech korbonos doloi kovel hu's man. Shloi nidches tumas etzloi kovel tzitz meratza lehim. We can be told that a carbon tzibur that does not have a kviyas man, if it does not have a kviyas man, therefore you don't have the klal of tumah hutcher yibit tzibur, and that's why the Braisa says you need the ritzitzitz to be machsher the karba. We're going to talk more about ritzitzitz right now. Meisvei, Fetik Gemara, another Braisa. V'nosa aroin es avoin hakadoshim. I'm going to read the pasuk. The pasuk is v'hoya amitzach aroin, and the tzitz will be on the forehead of Aaron. V'nosa aroin es avoin hakadoshim, and Aaron will carry the sin of the kodshim. Asher yakdishu b'nei Yisrael l'chol matnes kodshayim, that which Klai Yisrael be maktish in all their different karbonis. V'hoya amitzach tamid, the tzitz should be on his forehead forever, tamid, l'rotzen lehem l'vnei Hashem, to be meratzen, to give a ritzu. Right, this is the pasuk of the tzitz. In ritzu is to be machshu, to make it good to the Eibishter, that the Eibishter wants it, to make it kosher, essentially to make the carbon kosher. Even though there was something done in bad, we'll talk about that in the price right now, what bad was done, even though something bad was done with the carbon, the tzitz is meratza, that tzitz, like the Eibishter says, oh, Aaron HaKohen's wearing the tzitz, it's meratza, the carbon's still going to be kosher. Zot the Gemara, Meisvei, v'nosa Aaron es avoin hakadoshim, v'chi eiza oven hu noise. Which sin is Aaron carrying? Meaning, which sin, which oven, which bad thing was done to the carbon that it sits is helping be machshir the carbon? Im avoin pigol, If it's talking about pigol, where a kohen or the bialim was actually mefago the carbon, made the carbon pigol, was mechashiv to eat it shalei bizmanoi. That can't be. The pasuk says lo yirotza. Such a carbon is no good. Period. So it can't be that since it's maratza on pigol that makes a carbon pigol kosher. If it's the oven of noiser, and Rashi over here explains, doesn't mean literally eating noiser. It means what we also call pigol, right? The pigol is chutz lemekoymoi and chutz lezmanoi. So if he's mechashiv on noiser, he's mechashiv to eat it chutz lezmanoi. He's mechashiv to eat the carbon tomorrow or the next day when it would be possible as noiser. Also, that can be. And the possible Yechoshev lo Yerotze. So it can't be that it sits as Meratze, the Isser Pigol, or the Isser Noiser, the Noiser Pigol. It can't be. If that's what the soul of the carbon is, there's no way that it sits as a Machsher and Meratze that carbon. Turning to Amen Beis, Ha'ener Noisi Ella Avoin Tuma. It must be what's it sits Meratze on, but what is Avoin Tuma is that if the carbon, like we spoke out in the previous Brisa, just 8 lines ago, 9 lines ago, if the carbon, the basar, the dam, the chaylev became tamei. So tamei is technically a posel carbon. That's when the tzitz is maratza and the tzitz says, you know what? The carbon will be kosher anyway. And the braisa continues off. 2 more words. Why? Shehuchem michol abetzibur. It's logical for the tzitz to be maratza on tuma because we find another kula by tuma. We find tuma's huchem abetzibur. So we find when it comes to tuma, there's anyway kulas when it comes to tuma. Tuma hutcher ibn zibur. Therefore, it makes sense that it sits as maratza on tuma. That if a carbon became tamei, right? Carbon yochid, carbon zibur. That was the discussion we had a few moments ago, right? What type of carbon or what scenario do you need the ritzitzitz? But let's go in this brisa. We're more just talking in general terms. It's mistaver. It makes sense that the tzitz is maratza on tuma. Because you find another kula by tuma, hachi b'tzibur, the kashler of sheishes. The gemara, it's lachar and often a kashler of sheishes. The brisa says clearly tuma hutcha b'tzibur, hutcha michlala. Use a lashon hutcha, not like of sheishes at tuma dechuya. Tuma is hutcha, lachar a kashler of sheishes. Let's see Rashi before we go by. There's Dr. Rashi on the bottom of Zayin Amud Aleph. What sin, what bad thing, what soul happened to the carbon that we're now having the tzitz, the reed tzitz, be machshah the carbon? If it's thinking about chutz l'mekoymoi, you're going to eat it in the wrong place. Hakari pigol, that's called pigol. Kedarmanim bezvachem shlishi zeh chutz l'mekoymoi. Harek v'nemar b'kedoshim tiyu pigol hu lo yirotze. It's not a good carbon. V'ukim ne b'chutz l'mekoymoi zeh chazvachem. The more in zvachem explains that's talking about pigol. V'im avon machshev es noiser. If it's the chet of thinking about noiser, at the time he shechted it, he was thinking, I'm going to eat it chutzes manei. I'm going to eat it tomorrow or the next day. Also, so it can't be that the tzitz is maratza on these cases. What could it be? Turning to Amud Beis. Now, we're coming to the conclusion that the only oven, the only sin, chet, that must be, when we're talking about recent sins, it must be meratz on tuma. That if the carbon, the basar, the dam, the chilu became tomei, which is a problem, that sits in meratz and is machsha the carbon. Why are we makel? Why are we makel when it comes to this tumas carbon? Why do we say that tzitzis maratza on tumas carbon? We find other kulas when it comes to tuma. That tuma is hutra by a tzibur, in contrast to a yachid. When it's a carbon yachid, or only yachid becomes tamei, there's no heter. But it's a tzibur, carbon tzibur, and tzibur becomes tamei, it's mutter. So we find such a kula when it comes to tumo. So therefore, it's logical to say that since when it comes to tumo, you find a kula, so therefore that tzitz will be maratza also on tumo by a carbon yachid. By a carbon tzibur, you don't need the ritzur tzitz. Again, unless we go to the previous Gemara, carbon zebra, she'en kvul is man, same concept. Katani miel amaisa. What the brayza say? Shehutra bitziber. That what the tumah is hutra bitziber. Alma heter he bitziber. Akash on Rav Sheshes. And for the Gemara, back in the Gemara Tanaihi, you're right. We talk to find the machlekes Tanaim about this. Titania. The tzitz that we know was meratz. It's machshir apsul, right? It makes the carbon kosher, even though really in theory it should be possible. Bein sheyeshni al mitzri, bein sheini al mitzri, meratz. Whether the tzitz is actually on the forehead of the kohen gadol when the carbon becomes tamei, or whether it's not on the forehead of the kohen gadol. Stam, it's. What was that? Say again.
There's nothing called a tamei garbon.
If what? Correct. If the carbon becomes tamei, well, there's rules to when it becomes tamei, that type of stuff. But correct. According to this shita, even when it's any al mitzchah, it's meratzah, if the boss or the dam, the chilev, becomes tamei, it's automatically, it's just being meratzah and being machshir. Correct. Again, there's other rules to it. We're not learning it all now, but correct. I mean, for the most part, you're correct. Divrei Rabbi Shimon, that's what Rabbi Shimon holds. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, oideyu al mitzchah meratzah, only while that sits is on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol, if at that time the Karam becomes Tamei, then the tzitz is meratzah. Eina dey al mitzchah, if it's not on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol, then eina meratzah, then it's not meratzah, and that Karam on taka is possible. Omer Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon brings a riot to himself, Kohen Gadol b'yom HaKippur mechiyach, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is a riot to me. The tzitz is not on the Kohen Gadol's forehead. When the Kohen Gadol would go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, right, we know he only wore the four begadim, the dalad begadim, not the shemayna begadim. So for a large part of his avodah, he was not wearing the tzitz. Umaratza, and we know there's a ritzoy on his karbon. So we see, Rabbi Shimon said, Araya, the tzitz is maratza, even when he's not wearing it. Omolo Rabbi Yehuda answered back, Hanach le Kohen Gadol b'yamekiburim. Don't bring me a raya from a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Shetuma hutchalei b'tzibur. Because those are karbonas tzibur. Karbonas tzibur is tuma hutchalei b'tzibur. That's why it works. I don't need a tzitz meratzah on that. Because tuma hutchalei b'tzibur. I don't need ritzitzitz. That's Rabbi Yehuda's response back. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda's response was tuma hutchalei b'tzibur. Mechlal. From here we can infer, Reb Shimon Savar, Tumat Chuyi Hibit Zibar. Reb Shimon holds Tumat Chuyi Hibit Zibar. This is our Machlokes Tanoim. Reb Yehuda holds Tumat Hutcher Hibit Zibar, like Reb Nachman. Reb Shimon holds Tumat Chuyi Hibit Zibar, like Reb Sheshes. So our Machlokes of Yehuda and Reb Sheshes seems to be this Machlokes of Yehuda and Reb Shimon on whether Tumat Hutcher Hibit Zibar or Tumat Chuyi Hibit Zibar. Zog to Rashi, second small line. When this carbon became tamei, was the tzitz on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol or not? The Bishimon says that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol is not wearing the tzitz on his forehead when he's doing the avodas hayoyim hapnimis, when he's inside the Kohen Gadoshim. He doesn't go into the Kohen Gadoshim wearing the big days of, only the dal of the Gadim of the Kohen Hedger. So, and Rabbi Shimon answered back. I'm sorry, Rabbi Huda answered back. Don't bring me a raya from Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Shetuma hutruloi. Shekuloi carbon tzibur. Because those carbonas are all carbonas tzibers. If any tzarech l'ritzui tzitz, I don't need ritzui tzitz. Bechlal, you can infer from here, the Shimon Zavar, tchuyihi, v'tzitz hu demaratzalo. And it is the tzitz that we're using. We're using the ritzui tzitz. V'hayan tanai. And that's our machlekes tanoim. The way Rashi set it up on Omer Aleph already, these two things seem to be working hand in hand. If Tumah Dechuyah is going to with Ritzoy Tzitz, like it's B'dyevet, Ritzoy Tzitz means it's B'dyevet. You shouldn't have done it this way, but if you did it this way, it's kosher. Mikoyach Tzitz. This is the way Rashi on Omer Aleph set it up already. What? You want to know, according to the Shita, that K'she'eni Al Mitzchay, there's no Ritzoy Tzitz. What would it be? Do you have tuma dchuyi b'zibur when he's not wearing the tzitz? Well, I hear your shayla. I don't know. The way Rashi set it up from the beginning already was like these. Those two things were intertwined with each other. the Tumah Dechuya, and the Dechuya is working with Ritzitzitz. But I hear your question, and a question, Shaila, more. It could be it's a question, I don't know. Meaning, so Lamaisa. If the Kohen Gadol is not wearing a tzitz, according to Rabbi Shimon, and a Korban becomes Tameh, a Korban Seer becomes Tameh, right? Or the whole Kal Yisrael becomes Tameh, could they mock the Korban or not? The way we're setting it up, that Tumah Dechuya is working with Ritzit Tzitz, and there's no Ritzit, I'm sorry, I'm talking about Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Shimon, I'm sorry, Rabbi Yehuda, that if, when the Tzitz is not, when it's not on his Meitzach, it's not Dechuya, when Ein Ideya HaMitzchah, it's not Meratzah, what? And you hold Tchuya. Now, maybe your answer will be Enechnami. These two Shitas are the Shitasim. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who holds Tumah Hutcher Leib Tzivir. Rabbi Shimon is the one who holds Tumah Tchuya Leib Tzivir. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon, who says Tumah Tchuya, he taka holds the Tzitzis Meratza at all times. Meaning, right? I have to think it through. I thought Rashi. Here, okay. I don't know. I need to think it through.
Homework.
Okay. The girls give me homework. So I'm thinking about it.
Finally.
Nobody's ever given me back the homework that I assigned them, so.
Tell
them, Mommy. So I'm thinking about it. We are the second to last small line. Now, not unrelated, but Abaye is now this discussion. This machloekas we just had, whether the tzitz is meratza only when it's on the Kohen Gadol's forehead, as the Halter Yehuda, or Reb Shimon, the tzitz is meratza whether it's al mitzchay or not al mitzchay. Om Rabbi, Rabbi is now coming to clarify this machloekas, again, not tying back into our Tumah Hutcher or Tumah Tchuya, but just to clarify this machloekas. Om Rabbi, Penishbar hatzitz, Tchuli amoloi peligad alei meratza. If the tzitz is broken, the tzitz actually breaks, totally broken, can't be worn, then everyone agrees it's not meratza. Meaning even Rabbi Yehuda agrees, even Rabbi Shimon agrees it's not meratza. Why? Because there is no tzitz, the tzitz is broken. It's hanging on the hook, it's hanging on a peg. It's there, it's around, the tzitz is, you have a good kosher tzitz, it's just not on the forehead of iron. That's when there's a machloikis on whether the tzitz is meratze or not meratze, even when he's not wearing it. But everyone agrees when it's actually broken, so like, there is no tzitz, or there's no kosher tzitz, then everyone agrees that tzitz would not be meratze. We're in Zayin and Beis, the bottom half of the oven. When the tzitz is broken, then everyone agrees that tzitz is not meratze. Keep leaking, but it totally besichs, it's hanging on a peg, it's hanging on a hook. Rabbi Yehuda saw, Rabbi Yehuda holds al meitzach v'nosa. Where the pasuk says, I'll read the beginning of the pasuk again. V'hoya al meitzach Aaron v'nosa Aaron is avanagadoshim. When it's on the forehead of Aaron, v'nosa Aaron is avanagadoshim. Then Aaron is carrying the sin, right? He's able to meratze. He's able to make kosher the pasuk carbon. But that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Look, only when it's al meitzach, it's on the forehead. Rabbi Shimon Sovar, the end of the pasuk. The end of the pasuk says. Tomid l'rotzen of Hashem, constantly l'rotzen, constantly l'rotzen. It will be for a rotzen, for an appeasement, for to be happy by the Eibishter. My tomid, what does the pasuk mean when it says tomid? Ilei metomid al mitzchoy, the sits should constantly, should always be on his forehead. That can't be. Mi mishkachas lo, is that possible? That it's a mitzvah he has to always wear. Mi loy boy meilo besakise, does he not go to the besakise, the bathroom? Mi loy boy mem, does he not go to sleep? So he can't be wearing a tumid. Ella, Tomer Meratzah, it's always Meratzah, no matter whether he's wearing it or not wearing it, it's always Meratzah. That's what the Tomer Meratzah. Okay, fine. Tomer Meratzah, it's always Meratzah. Fetta Gemara, Ula Rabbi Yehuda Nami Hoksiv Tomer. So Rabbi Yehuda, Hutaka Darshan from Al Meitzach, Aaron Venosa, what does he do with the word Tomer? Hahu Tomer Shaloyasiach Daiti Mimenu. He dashes Tomer constantly, meaning that when the Kohen Gadol is wearing the tzitz, Tomer, he has to have constant kavono, but not Mesiach Das, realize he's wearing the tzitz, not to forget about it. Kidder Rabba Baravuna, Lag Rabba Baravuna dashes, the Omer Rabba Baravuna, on the bottom line of his Zayin Abayis, Chayiv Adam Lamashmish Betfilo of Bechol Shav Hashav. A person is Chayiv, he's obligated to be a mashmish, to touch or to think about, to be cognizant of his tefillin at all times when he's wearing tefillin. What? Tefillah, his tefillin. Right? Kavachomer mid tzitz is a kavachomer from tzitz. Going to the top line of Chesem and Aleph. Umat tzitz she'im by Ela azkara achas. The tzitz only has one azkara, one mention of Hashem. Right? It's a kodesh v'Hashem. Omra Torah, and the pasuk says, Al mitzchoy tomid. It has to be on his forehead, tomid. And what does tomid mean? Shalo yazir daiti imenu. You can't be seich das. You always have to constantly be thinking about it. The Kohen God has to be constantly thinking that he has the Shem Hashem on his forehead. Tvilin, the tvilin, sheyesh ben askoros raharbe. Has many askoros, has many Shem Hashems written in the tvilin. Alachas kama vakama. He certainly has to be thinking about it. Again, so we see Rabbi Yehuda dashes the tomid to mean tomid. He has to have constant das, constant kavon, that he's wearing it. Ule Reb Shimon to Omar tomid meratze v'haksiv al mitzchei v'nasa. For the Gemara, according to Reb Shimon, who says from the words tomid that tomid means tomid meratze, and that since it's always meratze, even when the Kohen Gadol is not wearing it. So how does he answer the other Reb Yehuda's pasuk of Al mitzchoy v'nosa, which is mashma, that it's only meratza when it's on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol, when the Kohen Gadol is actually wearing it. So the Gemara, who the kvoy loy mokum hudasa? Now that pasuk was just coming, just to tell you where should he be wearing it, right? Where does the tzitz go? V'hoya ametzach aron, it goes the place where the Kohen Gadol should wear it. He wears it on his forehead. He doesn't put it on his arm. He doesn't put it on his top of his head. He doesn't put it across his chest. He wears it on his forehead. That's what the pasuk's coming to tell you. It's not coming to tell you that the ritzi only happens when it's on his forehead. So where does Rabbi Yehuda know the kviyas mokim? Where does Rabbi Yehuda know the place where it's supposed to go? He learns it now from al mitzchay, the end of the pasuk. The pasuk says at the end of the pasuk, at the beginning of the pasuk, the end of the pasuk that says v'hoya al mitzchay, it should be on his forehead. Tomer l'rotzon lahem lofnei Hashem. So for the end of the pasuk of al mitzchay, we see the placement it should be on the forehead. What's the beginning of the pasuk of v'hoya al mitzchay aron v'nosa aron? To tell you that only while it's on the forehead is a meratze. Also, he should learn that the placement of the tzitzit on the forehead from the end of the pasuk of al mitzchay. You're right, Taco. We're changing. You're right. He knows the placement from this final pasuk, the end of the pasuk of Ahoy al Mitzchay. Aya Ella al Mitzchay v'nosa my avalei. So now Hodzik Kushal Aduchto. What does he do with the al Mitzchay iron in the beginning of the pasuk, which was mashma that the ritzit sits only happens when it's on the forehead? No, you know what Rabbi Shimon dashes with that pasuk al Mitzchay? That only a tzitz, which is roi to be on the forehead. Only such a tzitz is meratzah. A tzitz that's not roi, it's not befitting to be on the forehead, it's not meratzah. La fuge nishbra ha tzitz, loy meratzah. La fuge coming to exclude, if the tzitz broke, that's not meratzah. Fetik mar ulu Rabbi Yehuda. Where do you know that from? No, we never mentioned it. Ula Rabbi Yehuda. Ula Rabbi Yehuda. Nishbratz. One line. Ula Rabbi Yehuda. Nishbratz is Menole. What does he know that Nishbratz sits? The tzitz is broken. It's not Meratz. Where does he know that from? Nafgalei mi Meitzach Mitzchay. You could have said Meitzach. I didn't say Mitzchay. So why did it change the Meitzach to Mitzchay? It says Mitzchay, not Meitzach. Right? Or the first time Meitzach and then Mitzchay. Rabbi Meitzach Mitzchay Le'mashmalei. So this is how it boiled down to our machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda holds, Rabbi Yehuda had this extra drosh of Meitzach Mitzchoy, which he dashed for Nishver Hatzitz. Therefore, Hoya Am Meitzach Aaron.
That's what I'm saying. Amar Bai Bai says, it's called Amalek.
Correct. Now, where do you know that from? Where do you know that from?
But you can't start off with Gemara saying, everyone agrees. And then that's saying that's what we need the pasuk for. So that's why everyone agrees. The pasuk should be saying
What's it? Once we go through the whole Mar Mekoymes over here, it's coming out exactly like Abaye said.
Everyone agrees.
Not necessarily. We have a pasuk. Not that we don't need a pasuk. We have a pasuk. Everyone agrees to the psukim that if it's nishmer ad sitz, it's not kosher.
So then it shouldn't start off. The Abaye shouldn't have been starting off. Oh, Rabbi, Kuli Alma.
Why?
Because that's how we got into this. We started saying we need the pasuk that we're arguing with.
No, so don't agree.
That's when he's
I don't agree. I think you're reading the Gemara wrong. I don't agree. Just because Abaye says, now once we go through the limit of the psukim, now go back and start Abaye over again. Abaye is saying the culmination of the psukim. The culmination of the pasuk. Okay, that's Rashi. That's Rashi. We'll argue about it afterwards. But I'm running out of time. Amar Abaye. Four lines on the bottom of Zayin and Beis. Milsa Bapin Nafshi Lefusha Puktayo. This is separate. Nothing to do with what was it earlier. Just come to explain this machlokes between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. Besichso Yesed a peg. Al Mitzach Venosa. V'hoi Al Mitzach Aaron. Venosa Aaron is Avon Hakadoshim. This is Reb Yehuda's Raya. Only when it's on the forehead is it Meratze. Tampon of Chesem and Aleph. Oh, no more Rashi. No, we got it all. That's it. Okay, Adkan. Ramshach tomorrow, Bezer Hashem.